We've been talking in the last half hour about the woman who became Britain's youngest mother at the age of 12 when she became pregnant. She has had two children with the same guy. It was a one-night stand with a 15-year-old. She missed school. She dropped out. She lives in a council house with her two kids now and is not in work, living on benefits. Amy Crowhurst says, though, that getting pregnant at 12 after a one-night stand was the smartest thing I ever did, because she looks at the friends who going to school she went to school with who are now having babies, and she got it all out of the way. She says they'll be at home and up in the night for the next 10 years, plus they're fat and I'm a size 6. I miss school, but I can catch up and I'll appreciate it more. Delighted to say that instead of just talking about Amy Crowhurst, we're going to get to talk to Amy Crowhurst, because Amy has actually called in here at LBC 97.3 on 0845 6060 973, as anyone can do. Amy, I'm delighted you've called in. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. Well, it must be very difficult for you. I know you've been in the local papers. We've spoken to Claire, who lives nearby. She's seen a lot about you. You were in the national papers when you became pregnant. We're talking about you now after this interview. Is this a report that claims in the Closer magazine that you think this was the smartest thing you've ever done?
No, it's not true. I had my kids young, yeah, I did. It's something that's happened. I'm not proud of it, but it's happened, so I've dealt with it. I've never actually spoken to anyone. No one's actually heard me speaking, and every time I've done an interview, the complete opposite of what I said has been printed.
So those are misquotes?
Yeah, but this was supposed to be a 10-year update interview, because it's 10 years later, and I've just got put something completely different out, basically.
What did you tell the interviewer then?
Well, I told him I was doing a course and stuff like that. They didn't discuss with me if I'd be happy if my daughter got pregnant at the same age I did. No, I wouldn't. But do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be happy about it. Just because I did myself, it doesn't necessarily mean that my daughter will too.
Well, Closer magazine quotes you as saying, having sex at 12 is fine if you feel ready and aren't pressured. I wouldn't encourage destiny, that's your daughter. What, she's 6 years old, I think, to plan pregnancy at 12. But if she did have a baby, I'd be happy. It'd be fun being a gran at 27. You didn't say that.
No, it wouldn't. No.
Why did they make that up?
From experience myself, I've been there, done that. I know it wouldn't be a good thing to be at gran at 27. As I say, just because I was pregnant at a young age, I had a baby at 13. Yeah, I did. I admit that. Like I say, I'm not proud of it, but it's happened. I've dealt with it. I wouldn't be happy about Destiny being pregnant. It's not necessarily going to happen to her because it happened to me, and I do not live in a council house. I paid my own deposit from money that I saved. Mm. I do not live in a council house. I never have.
You moved. Well, it says here at 16 you moved out.
I never lived in a council house. Never.
What were you living in when you? How did you afford to live when you were 16?
I've been privately rented. I might have had a bit of help with my rent. I still have to pay towards my rent every month. I paid my own deposit with no help whatsoever. Yeah.
Okay, but presumably when you moved out at 16, you didn't have the money to pay your own rent. You were on housing benefit and...
Yeah, I'd done a rent deposit scheme and you pay the money back, which I did. So, yes, I paid it myself.
Okay, good for you. I'm really glad you called in so we can put the records
straight. Yeah, I want to put everyone straight.
If these quotes aren't true, Amy, I would suggest you get in touch with the Press Complaints Commission and you actually make a complaint.
No, because I don't get anywhere. This is the trouble. I do a story with someone, they print something completely different. I get slagged off every time.
Why don't you? Have you got a mobile phone? You can record the interviews and say you've got a record of what you've told them.
Yeah, I will do.
I would suggest you do that in future. There are lots of MPs that do that. They keep a record, so you know you can say they said that. Well, they say, well, I've got a record of it myself. Look, tell me. Let's leave aside what they've said in the interview. You had your kids young. You talk about falling pregnant. Look, no one falls pregnant. You make a decision.
It wasn't a one-night stand either.
It wasn't the one-night stand.
No, and it wasn't my first time. It was the first few times, but it wasn't the first time. Okay. I may have been 12 years old, and a bit silly and naive or whatever, but it wasn't my first time. It weren't a one-night stand.
Okay.
It just made me up to sound dirty, really.
I've got to be honest, Amy. I don't think... I think most people are more concerned that you were at 12 as a young child. You were having sexual relations at all, regardless of who it was with.
I've dealt with it, and I don't need to put up with people criticising me over it. I've dealt with it. My kids are well loved. My kids are well dressed, and they're fed and clothed. You know what I mean? They're well looked after, but even better than mothers of the age in their 30s or 40s.
Do you work?
Pardon?
Do you work?
No, I'm in adult education at the moment.
You're returning to college. But have you ever had a job?
Yeah, I have.
Doing what?
Cleaning.
But unfortunately, the trouble is, cleaning, again, not a very well-paid job.
But you've got to start somewhere.
Amy, I'm not criticising you for doing that. I'm saying the trouble is, you see, when you make choices like having a baby at 12, getting pregnant and having a baby at so young, and you're missing out on the schooling, not being able to do your GCSEs, not doing any further education.
Well, I haven't missed out, have I?
Why not?
Because I'm doing that now, I haven't missed out.
Yeah, but up to this point you have missed out, so you haven't had other job opportunities available to you to support your child.
What have I missed out on?
Well, when everyone else was, you know, doing their GCSEs, hanging around at school, having the freedom...
So just because I happened to get pregnant, no one else at my age was having sex, is that what you're saying?
I wasn't having sex at the age of 12.
But that's most you people in general, weren't. Isn't it? That's
most people don't have sex that young, they really don't.
Well, people that I hung around with and people I knew, I wasn't even the only one that got pregnant at that age, if you really must know. Mm. It's just me that happened to have the press coverage.
Do you ever think you... Do you ever wish that... Well, I suppose two choices. Do you ever wish that you had... Well, three, really. Not had sex that young. Or if you had used contraception. Or if you didn't use contraception, that you had chosen to terminate the pregnancy.
No, I wouldn't have terminated the pregnancy. No, I wouldn't have. If I did, I would have done it then. But I disagree with abortions.
So for you, it was once there was a decision to once. But again, you did choose to have unprotected sex, and you did again at 15, didn't you? When a few years later, you got pregnant by the same guy again, didn't you?
Pardon?
Your daughter is by the same father, and again, that was from another fling with him. Is that right, or is that lies as well?
No, it wasn't.
Can you explain the circumstances of your daughter then?
What do you mean, the circumstances?
Well, I'm saying all I know is what I've read. What, sorry?
I had sex, got pregnant and had a daughter. That's the circumstances.
Okay, but if you've already got pregnant at 12 with your son, who I'm sure you love very much, I mean, of course, just because you're 12 doesn't mean you don't love your child as much as anyone else. Yep. But given the difficulties of being a 12-year-old, 13-year-old with a young child, why did you not use contraception to not get pregnant at a few years later?
Well, why not? If I wanted to have another baby, I had another baby. Like I say, they're well looked after. There's nothing wrong with them. I've done an excellent job. Personally, I think I've done that. Nothing's happened to my children. I think they're well looked after, better than others. Like I say, it doesn't matter about my age or how old you are when you have a kid. It's how you look after it. I might have been too young, but I dealt with it. It's happened.
But you say they're well looked after, but who's been paying for the children most of the time? Because it's 15...
Am I the only one on benefits out of the whole of England? Am I the only one on benefits?
Of course not, but every single person who goes on benefits...
I'm bringing up to put my story straight, and even you are trying to make me look bad still.
I'm not. I'm asking you questions, and I'm giving you an opportunity to answer.
Yes, I'm on benefit. I had sex when I was 12, and I had two children by the time I was 16.
But what I'm saying is...
I'm not proud of that, but as I keep...
But you are. But you... No, but Amy... But Amy, your decision to get pregnant a second time because you wanted a second child, even though at that time you were being supported by other taxpayers...
But I wasn't even 15. I was 16. So I was old enough to have sex.
But you weren't old enough... But you weren't support... You didn't have a job. You weren't supporting your own children. So you're saying they're well looked after and it's no one else's business. But you made it our business because we've been paying for your kids.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, we've got a right to have an opinion, haven't
we? But is it only my children that get paid for by taxpayers? Is it only my kids?
No, of course not.
But I just happened to get slated for being on benefits because I was that age. Who's going to employ someone that's under 16 anyway?
But that's why we don't have kids under 16, isn't it?
But I did. I did.
But you may...
And I ain't got a problem with that. That's me.
Do you think other people are allowed to have a problem with it?
Why should they? They ain't got to put up with it. They ain't the ones that done it.
But
they ain't the ones that look after me. They should mind their own business and look after their own children and leave me to get on with what I'm doing.
But if they're paying...
I'm doing a perfectly fine job of that.
But if they're paying... They're going out to work and they're paying taxes to support you and your children because of the choices you've made. No, and that's brilliant. I applaud you for doing that. But we are still talking about 10 years of being supported by the taxpayer, aren't we? Pretty much.
Yeah, but only the 5 of them years, I was only old enough to start actually doing anything. So it's not really 10 years, is it?
Okay. But we're still paying child benefit figures. I suppose, no, that is a fair point. I accept that. Is there any part of you...
Thanks to all the taxpayers that are paying my £30 a week child benefit. I want to thank everyone for that.
No, it's not just child benefit, is it? It's housing benefit and it's income support and it's council tax rebates and it's a lot more
council
than that.
Council tax rebates, yeah. Okay, all right then.
It's a lot more than that.
So what are you saying, that I don't contribute towards my own rent? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you weren't working all the time, were you? You said that. You worked as a cleaner.
No one knows if I'm working or not. No one should just assume what I'm doing. No one should assume that I'm in a council house and the council forked out for my deposit and taxpayers did. I paid my own deposit.
Amy, I'm not making any assumptions. All I'm going on is what was in this article with direct quotes from you.
And if these are
incorrect quotes and they have made those quotes up, that is very, very, very serious. And you should make a complaint about that. And I'll be fully supportive of you to doing that, because that's an outrageous thing for any journalist to do if that is what has happened.
Yep, and I'd appreciate everyone putting me on their radio stations and in their papers.
You chose to do the interview though, didn't you?
Pardon?
You chose to do the interview. Presumably they paid you for it.
No, they haven't.
They haven't paid you for it.
No.
Can I ask you a couple more questions? And again, for you to put, you can put the record straight here. In this article, it says that you were found in, you got a cannabis possession order in 2009, and you were sentenced to a community order in 2010, and evicted from your council home for throwing what it says there, quote, wild drug fueled parties. And you pleaded guilty to possessing cannabis. Is any of that true?
I've never had a party. Never.
But were you evicted from a council home?
I've never had a council home either.
Were you evicted from your home of any sort?
No.
That's a complete lie.
I was evicted, but not for having parties.
What were you evicted for?
I had trouble with the neighbour.
Right.
And whoever knows me knows what went on, and they know that wasn't me, so they can all crack on.
Okay. Amy, is there anything else you'd like to say to put the record straight?
Pardon?
Is there anything else you'd like to say to put the record straight?
Put the record straight, I'm happy with who I am. Yes, I might have been stupid when I was 12, but I'm proud of my kids. I'm not proud of what happened, but I've dealt with it, and I want everyone to stop slating me and let me get on with my life. It was 10 years ago now, do you know what I mean? It's getting ridiculous and pathetic.
Okay. Amy Crowhurst, thank you very much for calling up. I'm really glad we had a chance to talk to you. I don't think we want to slate you. I think a lot of people just feel sad at the situation that you, at the age of 12, got yourself into.